This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Oh, my gosh. Let me clear my throat. I need to wet my whistle. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we have finally gotten to the stage of the pandemic where Dr. Fauci and hopefully other health experts and officials tell us that if we got vaccinated by the COVID vaccine, we do not have to wear a mask outside. So when we go to the beach, we don't have to wear a mask. If we go for a jog and we've been vaccinated, we don't have to wear a mask. So we don't have to pass out getting all hypercapnic, having this mask in front of us. When we did everything we were told, we vaccinated, and this news is huge. Not because, you know, I like Dr. Fauci. I mean, I think he's been in a position that's been pretty tough. So I'm not as critical as he as other people, but if the lockdowns and the restaurants not being able to open and cities still slow and sluggish to let, you know, there be parks open and graduations outdoors and all sorts of other things, this sort of thumbs up from Fauci was needed. And it's interesting the ramifications of each of these little pieces of expert opinions and quotes, because you and I might be like, okay, really, the mask thing is still a headline 15 months into it. Well, it's a huge headline for those businesses that have been told they still can't open up to 100% capacity. Or they have these limitations of, as you eat, you need to put the mask back on. I've been to California as probably more than any other place throughout this pandemic, because at least I could drive there. And many times we eat outside. If the restaurants were able to be open, it's because there had to be outdoor seating. And you have people out there in the sun, in the heat, wearing a mask, trying to eat. It just doesn't make sense. And then we had this great vaccination campaign. We still have a ways to go, but we have a lot of people that got out there and got their vaccine, dealt with some of the side effects, took some time off work, and here we are. We're coming to the summer. It's hot. You have businesses that are dying to open up again. There's graduations. There's weddings. And the question keeps, you know, being out there going, well, wait a second. Okay, you know, we vaccinated a good portion of the country. When the heck can we open up? When can we have, you know, some of our freedoms? So, like I said, I like Dr. Fauci. I mean, I would not want to be in his position. He, considering all the criticism he's gotten, you know, he's been and dealing with two different administrations. I give the guy some credit. I know you guys are kind of, you know, unhappy about that attitude, but honestly, I couldn't be Dr. Walensky. I couldn't be Dr. Fauci. I just couldn't deal with haters and while trying to be a doctor and say what needs to be said. So I have been for years telling people they got to get fresh air. They got to get some vitamin D from the sun. They need ventilation. You know, when you're sick, you want to stay home and rest. But still, we tell people, you know, try to get outdoors a little bit. Try to get some fresh air. Open up a window. Crack open a window. And so I think a lot of the science that has started to come out is whether outdoor transmission was 10% or 1%. I think people have realized that you have to still be able to live like a human, and you still have to be able to get some fresh air. You still can't be confined and exposed. And we also realize that if somebody's sick next to you, you're going to get it. If I go outside and I see somebody who has, let's say, tuberculosis and they cough on me, I can get tuberculosis whether I'm outside or inside. I have a less severe chance of getting tuberculosis standing outside with that person than inside, but you could still be exposed. So where I think we're going to finally go with all this is I think we're going to start allowing there to be more people choice. Those who want to wear a mask, let them wear a mask. Nobody should shun them. Nobody should make fun of them. If they want to wear a mask like they've done in China since the swine flu and the avian flu outbreaks, if they want to wear a mask, wear a mask. If they want to wear a mask outside or inside, that's fine too. If you want to wear a mask, that's great. What I don't want is any company being forced to stay closed when you have vaccinated people who did exactly what they were told going, I want to eat. I want to graduate. I want to get married. I am going to be shocked if I hear any school didn't graduate their students outside when the majority of, you know, students, especially in the medical arena, you know, got vaccinated. Now, we are expanding the vaccines to age 12 and 15, so maybe we'll even see younger age groups pretty soon opened up for vaccine. But when it comes to the mask, I think this is huge, not so much for, you know, people's liberties per se, because I think people are already starting to kind of, you know, say, look, I'm going to do what I want to do. But because finally somebody is using the science, somebody is finally showing us that there's certain advantages to being outside. There's certain advantages to having ventilation. There's certain advantages to having a vaccine. And if you're going to promote the science, if you have to promote the science the whole time, I mean, you can't pick and choose when the science works. If transmission is lower in a certain arena, you have to say it. And I understand it's a very interesting optic. You have somebody without a mask. How do you know if they're vaccinated or not? Are they going to be around spreading it to others? Well, you as a vaccinated individual or an unvaccinated individual get to make some choices. This is a free country. If you are afraid of getting sick, then you're going to stay away from people that could possibly make you sick. We're going to be talking about in a few minutes how in the New York Yankees, I believe 7 of the vaccinated coaches and players ended up testing positive for COVID. The truth of the matter is the virus is out there. Vaccinated people will carry it. Unvaccinated people will carry it. Vaccinated people could be at risk a little bit. Unvaccinated people at more risk. But these rules that are arbitrary, that haven't really been making a lot of sense, we need to start shedding them. And that's what you're going to start seeing. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I saved plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one thing I've noticed as I've become middle-aged, and yeah, I became middle-aged a little while ago. Didn't realize it because I've been trying to pretend I'm in my 20s. I noticed that I just don't digest food as well. And when I don't digest food as well, sometimes, you know, I feel kind of tired. I get bloated. You know, maybe I get a little irritable. And I've been tested for celiac disease, and I don't believe I have it. But one thing I notice is when I go gluten-free, I feel better. So we have a great guest coming on next. His name is Dr. Francisco Leon. He is a celiac disease thought leader, chief scientific officer, and co-founder of Prevention Bio, joining us to talk to us about gluten-free diets and celiac disease. Dr. Leon, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Dr. Dahlia, for having me.
Well, Mr. Gusto, so glad you're here. So, talk to us about celiac disease.
Well, just like you said about your own experience, gluten is a product that is present in a lot of our foods, and it's not good for everybody. It causes three different types of diseases. True allergy, just like peanut allergy. Mm-hmm. Celiac disease, which is an autoimmune disease where your immune system destroys your own gut as a result of gluten consumption. And something called gluten intolerance, which may be what you have. Mm-hmm. Gluten intolerance is not autoimmune. It's an immune reaction against gluten that leads to having discomfort in the gut. But it doesn't result in the actual destruction of your own organ because it's not autoimmune. So it's well worth testing. Anybody who doesn't feel well after eating gluten, it's well worth just doing the blood test. It's a simple blood test for antibodies that will tell you if you have celiac or not.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. It's kind of, it's a lot more common than people think, but not, as you said, you could have an intolerance, and it doesn't necessarily mean you have full-on celiac disease. Those with celiac disease, we might even see symptoms start as early as childhood, correct?
Yeah. The intolerance is quite common. Perhaps 1 in 10 Americans are intolerant to gluten. Celiac disease is still quite common at 1 in 100. That's 3 million Americans with celiac disease.
Mm-hmm.
And it can start at any time in life. It can start also later in life. Once it starts, it's for life. It has no cure today.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, gluten is it's a protein in many carbohydrates, correct?
Yeah. In anything that's derived from wheat, barley, or rye, you will have a lot of gluten. But unfortunately, in America, gluten is also used as a food additive. So whenever you have processed foods, you will probably have gluten in them. Things like salad dressing or soy sauce have gluten. And also it's used as an additive in cosmetic products, toothpaste, lipstick, even things like licking an envelope can make you sick if you have celiac because of the glue in the envelope. And even in medication, that is used as an excipient. So if you're taking any medication for any other disease and you have celiac, you're getting contaminated with gluten.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, you know, trying to be gluten-free is definitely challenging. And I believe there's many people that think it's almost impossible because gluten is so ubiquitous. But now we do have a lot of products out there. How can you trust a product that says they're, quote-unquote, gluten-free?
It is a challenge. First, if you have something labeled gluten-free, it means that legally it has up to 20 parts per million of gluten. So it's not necessarily zero. It's just very low. But also a lot of products are not labeled, and patients have to become detectives and read the gluten labels, the food labels, trying to identify sources of gluten. And sometimes they just don't know at all. If you go to a restaurant and you ask for gluten-free pizza, if they bake the pizza in an oven that also cooks regular pizzas, it's going to be contaminated. Pizza itself is gluten-free. So it's really hard in practice to be truly gluten-free for celiac patients.
Mm-hmm. Besides wheat and rye products and food additives, if somebody wants to be as natural as possible, if they do, you know, stick with the vegetables, the lean meats, are there any forms of fiber they could have in the natural setting that doesn't have gluten?
They can have rice, they can have corn-based products. Those are naturally gluten-free, but they have to avoid anything that's processed. So if you have a sauce with your rice, or you know, you're going to get some contamination. So it's tough.
It's tough. But, you know, interestingly, though, we have people that suffer with bloating and, you know, they might, try to look at their FODMAPs. And, you know, we have people that don't seem to digest as well. And I think we have an overdependence on processed foods. And so sometimes I've guided people, even though they didn't have celiac disease or the positive antibody test, to maybe shoot for gluten-free foods, not so much because of the gluten, so they could avoid some of the extra additives that they don't want in their diet.
That's very good advice. I agree. Sometimes, as you said, you mentioned FODMAPs. Patients can have other issues with processed foods and with cereals and grains that are not celiac disease. Luckily, those other issues are not autoimmune, so they don't have as much of a chronic toll on the body. And we are focused, in terms of drug development, we focus on celiac because being autoimmune, it's more serious in terms of the long-term complications. But you do want to just adapt your diet to whatever is best for you, know that.
That's wonderful. Now, Dr. Leon, you are the co-founder of Prevention Bio. Tell us about that.
Prevention Bio is the company focused on acting on the triggers of autoimmunity and trying to intercept diseases early. We work in type 1 diabetes, lupus, autoimmune disorders. One of them is celiac disease. So we are developing a medication that's investigational at this time for celiac called PRV15. This drug is now being tested in clinical trials, and we are encouraging celiac patients who still have disease activity because they get contaminated. We're encouraging those patients to join our study. It's called PROACTIVE, the PROACTIVE Celiac Study.
So that's fantastic, because I think there's a lot of diseases and a lot of issues, especially in the immunology world, that do rely on prevention. And rather than trying to treat something that's already full-blown, if we could, hit the prevention straight on, just like with COVID and the cytokine storm, better to prevent getting COVID than having to deal with the cytokine storm,
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So anything else you want to tell our listeners about what you're doing to help those with celiac disease?
Well, I would just say that if you have celiac, please be as compliant as you can with the diet. But realizing that it's nearly impossible in practice, seek information from patient support groups like celiac.org and other sources of information. And if still you have symptoms from time to time, do consider joining a trial, because participating in research is a good way to advance the field and provide options for patients. And give a try to the PROACTIVE Celiac. So the website is proactiveceliac.com, and we will have information there for you to see if this trial is right for you.
That is fantastic. That's fantastic. And is that where people can find more information about you, Dr. Leon?
For information on the company, try proventionbio.com, and we have information about everything we do there.
Fantastic. Dr. Leon, again, thank you so much for all the great work you do. Can't wait to have you back on.
Thank you so much, Dr. Dali.
Anytime. All right, guys, we are going to be back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. The pipeline's back open. People are getting gas. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. But what was the cost? 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Criminals may have stolen as much as half of the unemployment benefits the United States has been giving out over the past year. Blake Hall, CEO of ID.me, a service that tries to prevent this kind of fraud, is sounding the alarm. Unemployment fraud during the pandemic could easily reach $400 billion with a B. That's according to some estimates. And the bulk of the money likely ended up in the hands of foreign crime syndicates, making this not just theft, but a matter of national security. The Treasury Department declined to comment on these estimates. Several 2020 election workers will be deposed in court Thursday and Friday for election fraud litigation in Georgia. The election workers have been ordered to bring thumb drives used on election night, along with other electronic devices they used during 2020. The lawsuit alleges election workers violated state rules on the handling of mail-in ballots, thus enabling fraud and altering election outcomes. USA Radio News. JBS, the largest beef supplier in the world, paid the ransomware hackers who breached its computer networks $11 million. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Another major company says they paid millions in ransom after their systems were hacked by criminals operating in Russia. The world's largest meat producer, JBS, was hit with a ransomware attack in May, taking most of their operations in the U.S. offline. In a statement Wednesday, the company says it paid the hacker group Revil $11 million to prevent further damage to their systems. CEO of JBS USA, Andre Noguera, said the decision to pay was extremely difficult, but he ultimately made it to prevent any potential risk to their customers.
The Federal Bureau of Investigation has identified the hackers as being on Russian soil. Disease-carrying ticks are turning up in areas that were long believed to be tick-free, according to a study published in the journal Applied and Environmental Microbiology. Researchers surveyed the brush along Northern California beaches. More ticks means more tick-borne illnesses like Lyme disease. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, we've been really worried about those of you guys back east and in the south that were facing some pretty severe fuel shortages. This Colonial Pipeline hack done by quote-unquote dark side ransomware, and I guess it was a gang that demanded a $5 million ransom, apparently got it. We're being told that Colonial Pipeline did pay their ransom demand right away, but took several days to even restart the pipeline. The Key Fuel pipeline had to be taken offline last week. on Thursday morning, they said half of all gas stations in D.C., Florida, Georgia, Virginia, and South Carolina were dry. North Carolina, of course, being the hardest hit by the fuel shortage. 71% of the state's gas stations were offline. Station outages spread from New Jersey down to Mississippi. Gas prices rose to $3.02, $3.03, even though in my neck of the woods we're having $4, you know, gallons. But at least we could get gas. At least we could get it. Some gas stations had to limit people to only buying 50 bucks worth. There was one woman who had a big plastic container and was filling it up with gas and then was going to drive that container home. Okay, gas needs to be kind of contained. And then you need to figure out how to get the gas into the car. But, I mean, people were starting to hoard and they were, again, panicking. About 10,000 gas stations were affected by this. And it's still going to take a while for the fuel distribution system to return to normal. How any entity was able to get a hold of our domestic pipeline, get a hold of the ability for it to flow where it needs to, which is now completely dependent on computers, just shows how vulnerable we are. So, Colonial Pipeline did not delay. You know, I mean, Colonial Pipeline could be facing huge lawsuits. So they apparently have said they paid off the Russian-linked hacking group to restore access to the pipeline. The pipeline operator paid the hackers nearly $5 million in untraceable cryptocurrency. Now, this contradicted earlier reports that the company said they had no intention of meeting their demands. But this is a report coming out of Bloomberg. And they said the ransom was paid off just hours after the attack. But the pipeline still remained offline for another 6 days. Not sure why. The decryption key provided by the hackers, apparently, was so slow that the company continued using its own backups to help restore the system. It's a 40-year-old pipeline. And it said, to maintain a complex IT infrastructure that includes antiquated systems, which have been, quote, bolted on top of each other over the years. So there was a decryption key that looks like was given, but things just didn't turn on all of a sudden like a faucet. So they say Colonial has begun a system restart. 71% of gas stations across North Carolina, though still is no gas, as well as half the stations in Florida, D.C., Virginia, South Carolina, Georgia. They say the outages still spread as high as New Jersey, and it is going to take several days because it is a 5,500-mile pipeline. They believe by 2 weeks they should be back to normal. Now, they say gas travels through the pipeline at about 5 miles an hour, meaning it could take 2 weeks to reach New York once flow is restored from the Texas hub. Diesel and jet fuel could take even longer. Now that's horrifying. Here we are, we're in 2021. And we have gas that moves at about 5 miles an hour up a pipeline from Texas to New York that is at the mercy of foreign hackers. Am I the only one that finds this completely frightening? I mean, I just don't understand why we're in this position. And we're going to continue to be in positions like this because we love computers. And that we have now relied everything on computers. I don't understand why we don't have backups or ways to go manual, or I just don't understand that. If something goes wrong with the computer system, you should be able to have some manual override. That was an issue we were having with some of the airplanes. I'm not sure if it was the 737 Boeings which Airbus it was, but where the computer system would start having glitches and some of the pilots didn't know how to manually override that. In fact, luckily there was a veteran pilot that was, I think, in the jump seat on one flight. And when the younger pilots had an issue, he was able to jump in and go and learn to override it. We are so dependent on computers. In fact, they're even talking about having no piloted, you know, completely, you know, computer-driven planes without pilots. No, I am not going to trust a computer with my family's life 50,000 feet or whatever up in the air. Not going to happen. No. So Colonial gave an update today. Stand by, today we project that each market we service will be receiving products from our system. I live in the West, so Nevada, California, Arizona, Washington, Oregon was pretty good. We didn't have to deal with it, but some of the Mountain West didn't have much of an issue, but the South and the Eastern Seaboard, they got hit pretty hard. So, where do we go from here? We saw what power grid issues do. So when the power grid died in Houston, we saw what happened there. People were freezing to death. When we rely on non-power and gas, we were vulnerable as well. So, I really think that these are huge wake-up calls. And I know there's this big push for us to be all, electric cars. And, I want to help the environment. I love our environment. I'd like to not have to rely so much on other countries for our fuel, but it looks like we are going to be relying on, the IT gods to protect us when some foreign entity goes, you know what, I could easily hack into this. Look at that water supply in that Florida city where they were able to buy a computer, control, these hackers would be able to control what got dumped into the water system for pH. They could have easily killed thousands of people, tens of thousands of people in this small city. Why? Because they have access to a computer. These hackers, it's the biggest game now. And with cryptocurrency, this ransomware attack. We had a hospital in town. Huge hospital system get hacked. And I'm old school, so as a doctor, I learned how to do everything by hand. Write out sliding scales, order tests. You write it down, I could walk down to the radiology department, or I could walk over to the lab, go, and here's the test, and manually fill it out. Uh-uh. The systems were so dependent on computers that they couldn't even order an x-ray. The machines were there. They had the machines, they had the radiologists, they had the techs. But everything's computerized. So you don't have a means to do an old-school film. I mean, we had an x-ray in our office before we went electronic with x-rays. And, the old-school x-ray, I think it's the it's silvery. What, after the exposure, there's like a silver sort of substance that draws out the chest or the bones, and it's fantastic. The only problem is you have to store them, and it did. It took space, and, they're heavy x-rays. So once we went electronic or digital with it, it was great. The x-ray would go onto a computer. That film would always be there. You could access it on a disc. It could go into the chart. It's fantastic. The only problem is if your computers are down, now you can't do an x-ray and you can't diagnose the person. I think everything needs to be hybrid. That's just me. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Tuning in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So there has been some more reports of Johnson & Johnson clot, blood clot cases. This has made some people a little nervous, and I've told you guys how I feel about the whole situation. And I was on John Phillips' show yesterday, KBC, and he asked, you know, based on what we know about the Johnson & Johnson and the Pfizer and Moderna, would I have a choice? And personally, based on what I saw with COVID and how devastating COVID was, I would have been fine taking any vaccine. But I got the Pfizer vaccine, and I'm happy I got it. I like the Pfizer vaccine. I think the mRNA technology is fantastic. I'm also not a very lucky person, so if there was going to be a blood clot risk, I probably would have been the one to get it. from the Johnson & Johnson one, but it's so rare. But if the Johnson & Johnson vaccine are the only vaccines we have access to in my family later or for boosters or whatever, yeah, I'll get it. I've been using Johnson & Johnson products for years. The baby powder. I haven't been using the feminine stuff that was linked, unfortunately, to ovarian cancer. But for Johnson & Johnson, I've been using the products for a while. And I understand that there could be risks with anything. And so when I was asked, would I still get a Johnson & Johnson vaccine? I would. I got the Pfizer vaccine, so it's a moot point. But if I couldn't have gotten the Pfizer vaccine, but I could have gotten the Johnson & Johnson, absolutely. In fact, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine was one of the ones that I told you guys I was actually looking forward to because it was just a one shot. But, you know, I got the mRNA vaccine. I'm happy with that. Thank God, no side effects. I'm still doing okay, knock on wood. So we're okay there. But the CDC has reported 13 additional cases of blood clots linked to the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine. This happened actually before the 11-day pause. So when you add the 13 to the previous 15, we now have about 28. And they call it thrombosis with thrombocytopenia syndrome, meaning people got blood clots, whether it was in the brain, whether it was in the splanchnic vein, in the abdomen, but they also had low platelets, low clotting factors. That's a thrombocytopenia. So to qualify for the diagnosis, according to USA Today, someone must have had a blood clot known as thrombosis in an uncommon location, such as the cerebral venous sinus, a vein that drains the brain, as well as having low levels of the clotting factors or platelets in their blood, which we call thrombocytopenia. Whenever you see enia, penia, it means less of something. If you see an osis, like cytosis, that means there's an abundance. So thrombocytopenia is kind of like anemia, ea. It's kind of like a lack thereof. The combination is rare. The fact that it occurred in so many people within about 2 weeks of vaccination suggests what we call a plausible casual or causal. It's not casual, causal association. This is according to Dr. Tom Shimabukuro, Deputy Director of the CDC's Immunization Safety Office. And I am just very pleased that nobody is poo-pooing this. Even though 28 cases out of 8 million at the time, I think it was actually 7.1 million shots, 28 cases out of 7.1 million shots is phenomenal odds, very low risk. But you have 28 people that possibly got a deadly clot. Some of them might have died. It needs to be looked at. We don't blow this off. You know, you're trying to do a vaccination campaign to get as many people on board. You better look like, you know, it's not just about the narrative that you're going to look into it. So it turns out three people did die. One is still currently in intensive care. And the Johnson & Johnson was delivered to under 8 million Americans before they paused it for, I believe, 11 days. All of the patients with the TTS received the shot before the pause. And about 1 million people have received it since it resumed on April 23rd. They've given 150,000 Johnson & Johnson shots to women under 50 who are apparently at the highest risk. There was a man in Utah, it was a male, that ended up having a similar event. There was an OB in Florida that went into ITP, idiopathic thrombocytic purpura, which is a little different. It's where he received, I believe it was a Pfizer or Moderna vaccine that might have induced an allergic response that attacked his platelets, but we don't believe he had this, the TTS, with the clot. So now we have about six men among the 28 patients. The patients range in age from 18 to 59, with some more older patients identified recently. Women appeared to be at the highest risk in their 30s and 40s. The men did not really appear to cluster in a particular age range. Most developed symptoms 6 to 15 days after vaccination, after normal side effects generally receded. So this is why they think it might have had something to do with the immune system triggering them the clots. So when the CDC initiated a pause, a lot of people freaked out, especially in the medical community, saying, oh, you're going to make people anti-vaccine. And I had said no. In fact, I think this even helps the vaccine program because it shows that we're taking everything seriously. You know, the average American is smart. I know people want to think that the average American is dumb. all these sorts of rules and regulations they try to implement, and, you know, because they think people are stupid. There's some individuals there that really do, not operate with a full deck. But for the most part, people aren't stupid. You know, they know that nothing is completely risk-free, but they also know that COVID can kill. Most individuals in America have known somebody who died of COVID. So that gets pretty real for them. And so, if they want people to become vaccinated, you don't hide information. Now, they are saying there was a study that came out saying there were some clots associated with the other vaccines. We're being told that there are no confirmed cases of TTS thus far from the Pfizer, BioNTech, or the Moderna vaccine. So that looks like it's been clarified. They say a vaccine made by AstraZeneca, developed by Oxford, appears to have a similar problem. Both Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca vaccines are delivered using DNA technology. So an adenovirus, a virus brings DNA into the cell. The DNA then makes mRNA. The mRNA then has the instructions to make those spike proteins that then your immune system learns. So there's actually an additional step. But the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is only one dose. We thought Johnson & Johnson would be the vaccine that would just soar to the top because this two-shot regimen was a pain in the butt. And still, the shot's benefits do outweigh the risk of TTS. We're not hearing a lot of breakthrough cases of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. We're going to be talking about what happened with the New York Yankees. But for the most part, people have been doing pretty well, you know. So as far as I'm concerned, I think anybody who might be at risk for blood clots, I think should discuss with their doctor. I don't think anybody should have a contraindication to getting a vaccine yet, but I do think there should be a choice. I think people should be able to be educated and ask, and people at risk maybe pick another option. Dr. Pablo Sanchez, professor of pediatrics at Ohio State University, says he's very concerned. He suggested that the vaccine be used only on people over 60 who have not appeared to be at risk for the TTS. So if it appears to be in those under 59, and we haven't seen any older individuals get it, he thinks maybe this is, you know, something that maybe is used for a different age group. And then Dr. Sarah Long had suggested that women under 60 provide written consent before they receive the vaccine to ensure they are aware of the possible risks. A lot of people don't like, giving people the option or talk to them about risks. But listen, I think we all have rights, especially when it comes to pharmaceuticals. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life.
When you volunteer with DLN's Donated Dental Services Program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.